Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
We don't usually have a lot of women's basketball in You Can't Be Serious, but this was fascinating from over the weekend. Louisville was playing at Duke, and they were inbounding the ball to start the second half, and they tricked Duke into guarding the wrong basket. They basically had all of their players, except for one, go down to the basket that Duke would be shooting at. And so Duke's players followed them there. They inbounded the ball to the one player that wasn't down there, and she had a wide-open layup to start the second half. It's kind of hard to explain over radio. The video is really, really funny. But it didn't turn out in Louisville's favor because number 13, Duke, wins it 58-55.
Well, that's brilliant, though. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it's creative.
And I have to imagine the look on the Duke's players' faces saying, what?
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird. That's not our bucket. Okay.
Well, and a half-full Cameron Indoor, the crowd was just kind of like, wait, what? They were kind of out of it.
Not as many Cameron crazies there for that one, I imagine.
You're not going to be at your sharpest on the first possession of the second half.
Yeah.
You know? And it happened within,
I could
see, 3 seconds.
I could see how that happened. I could see why, but still, that is certainly something as well.
Do you have something?
That's brilliant. I do, actually. So, apparently yesterday, Adam Schefter on NFL Live, presumably, didn't say exactly what show, was giving his top assistants, his top 10 assistants, essentially, who he thinks are going to be head coaches next in the NFL, or at least who should be. And one of them was Lions defensive coordinator Terrell Austin. And instead of Terrell Austin, the guy's face they put up there is another Lions assistant by the name of Ron Prince.
Ron Prince. I did see that. That's pretty funny.
I found it to be funny. And my very hot take here is that Ron Prince is not going to be an NFL head coach anytime soon.
I don't think so.
No, probably not.
I do think that Ron Prince will be a head coach, whether college or NFL or something, at some point before his career is over. I think that someone will take a chance on him. Probably a bad chance, but in any case, a chance. I'll add this one in as well. We hear a lot about idiots on the field, you know, storming the field at a soccer game or a football game or something like that. You don't often see it in darts, but the World Darts Championship took place over the weekend, and this is actually a really big event with thousands of people that are in this arena watching this tiny little dartboard. And this big, gigantic, silver, shiny trophy is sitting up there on the stage, and spectator jumps over the stands and goes and grabs the trophy and tries to run off with it. I would imagine that was the most exciting thing that happened at the World Dart Championships, but in any case, he didn't make it out. Security was able to corral him. You know what I've always said from day one? You've got to stop selling alcohol at dart events. That's really what this comes down to.
I don't think that you've ever said that before. I seriously doubt that 99.999% of sports fans have ever once thought that, ever.
I just keep watching this over and over again because the event wasn't over yet. They weren't handing out the trophy. This guy was in the middle of throwing his darts, and all of a sudden a guy comes up behind him to this little platform and grabs this really... I'll say this, it's not a proportional trophy, because for the size of the event that it is, the World Dart Championships, it's a pretty big trophy, right? The opposite of this is the FIFA World Cup, which is a pretty small trophy for one of the biggest sporting events in the world.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
But, pretty much biggest sporting event not called the Olympics.
Yeah, this guy was absolutely not going anywhere. That's going to wrap up today's program. We are going to go ahead and go ahead and play the close, Brennan. We're going to take a couple minutes of break leading up to MHS basketball, if we want to go that route. How are things sounding from over there?
Yeah, they are still in the middle of their JV game right there, so we can go a few more minutes.
Okay.
We definitely can.
Well, do you have something else you want to talk about?
I don't know.
There's Pac-Man Jones.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. And the arrest report was a doozy. I don't remember what it was off the top of my head, though.
There were four different charges for Adam Pac-Man Jones, who's been arrested for just about everything over the course of his career.
The infamous making $80,000 rain off of the ceiling of a gentleman's club back in the day.
Assault, disorderly conduct, obstructing official business, and something called harassment with a bodily substance. That last one came from when he was already in booking and he spit in the face of a nurse that was trying to, like, check him or something like that.
Yeah, so much for being a changed man there.
Oh, I don't think anyone really bought into that. That's why he was playing for the Bengals. But
I mean, kind of surprised he wasn't with the Raiders by that point.
I kind of thought about throwing this one into the show
as
well. But we didn't really get to it. Brent Musburger and his very, very odd defense of Joe Mixon last night. He said that he wished him well and he wished him a long, you know, lengthy NFL career. And then that was like in the first half. And then in the second half, just really out of nowhere, it was after.
Yeah, he had no reason to. I think it was, I want to say that Oklahoma didn't even have the football when he defended this.
I'm not, I actually have some video. I'll pull this.
Yeah, I saw a video of the both things. All right, go right ahead.
Here's the audio from Brent Musburger.
When I wish this young man well at the next level, let me make something perfectly clear. What he did with that young lady was brutal, uncalled for. He's apologized. He was tearful. He got a second chance. He got a second chance from Bob Stoops. I happen to pull for people with second chances, okay? Let me make it absolutely clear. I hope he has a wonderful career and he teaches people with that brutal, violent video, okay? Second down and 9.
Okay. So, and apologize for the choppiness of that audio there, but
you get the idea, though. Musburger was adamant on defending Joe Mixon, which, in my opinion, and a lot of other people said the same thing, it just felt like he was just digging his own grave. And you have to wonder if that might be the end of Brent Musburger, who's had such a storied career. But gosh, does he recover from something like this?
I think that he probably does. And I will say that I don't totally blame him for hoping that Joe Mixon makes the most of his second chance. I can understand the perspective.
I mean, that's fair, but at the same time, though.
But the way that he said it, and also the fact that, and this upset a lot of people, the fact that he went on two little tangents about Joe Mixon, and in neither one of them wished the woman that was brutally attacked well. You know, he didn't mention her at all, or say that he hopes that, you know, she has success through the rest of her life, because her life changed forever that day just as much as Joe Mixon's did. I think that got under a lot of people's skin, and for good reason. But it was very bizarre watching the Sugar Bowl last night, him have to backtrack on that. So, in any case.
Yeah, that was just painful to watch. Both of those times really was. But regardless from that, I was impressed with Oklahoma. So, as much of an awkward game that was to watch for a lot of people.
There's really also the Twitter exchanges between the Chiefs and Broncos after the Broncos beat the Raiders to clinch the AFC West for the Chiefs. I really enjoyed those interactions with the Chiefs thanking the Broncos and the Broncos basically saying, yeah, you're welcome. But, hey, I'm glad that the Chiefs were able to get that number 2 seed. There's no doubt about that. They definitely are in a much better place in the number 2 seed in the AFC playoffs than the 5 seed.
Absolutely. It makes an AFC championship in Foxborough not only seem much more possible, but much more winnable as well, I think.
Yeah,
I think it does. That's a discussion for another day, though.
We'll have a chance. All right, that'll finally finish things off. They did stretch out that JV game a little bit. Apologies for kind of having to go through some things on the fly with that. Hope you enjoy the broadcast of MHS and Topeka High. Remember that once we get to 7 o'clock, that'll switch over to an online broadcast on newsradiokman.com while we go into K-State Sports Network coverage of K-State and KU tonight from Allen Fieldhouse. For John Kurtz and Brennan Mintz, I'm Tyler Dreiling. We'll talk to you tomorrow.